Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon with this week's USDA report from the USDA Service Center. Well, FSA is cleaning up our producer record database. So if you have any unreported changes of address or zip code or an incorrect name or business name on file, these changes need to be reported to our office. Changes in your farm operation, like the addition of a farm by lease or purchase, need to be reported in our office as well. Producers participating in FSA and NRCS programs are required to report timely their changes in their farming operation to the county committee in writing and update their CCC 902 farm operating plan. Other records needing updated include bank account changes, email addresses, and phone numbers. Keeping FSA updated with this information is extremely important, so if you have any of these updates or corrections, please call your local FSA office to update those records now. Agriculture producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out new ground for production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put your federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. This is especially true for land that must meet highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and/or rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should always notify FSA as a first point of contact prior to conducting land clearing or drainage-type projects to ensure the proposed actions meet compliance criteria such as clearing any trees to create new cropland. Then these areas will need to be reviewed to ensure such work will not risk your eligibility requirements. Landowners and operators will need to complete the Form AD 1026 Highly Erodible Land and Wetland Conservation Certification and identify the proposed action and allow FSA to determine whether a referral to NRCS is needed for further review. On the CRP side, participants need to remember that they are responsible for ensuring adequate approved vegetative cover, and the practice field size and widths are being maintained. All this is needed to control erosion throughout the life of the contract after that practice has been established. Participants must also control undesirable vegetation, such as weeds, including noxious weeds, insects, and rodents that may pose a threat to the existing cover or adversely impact other landowners in the area. All CRP maintenance activities such as mowing, burning, disking, and spraying must be conducted outside of the primary nesting season, which is May 15th through August 1st. However, spot treatment of that acreage may be allowed during the primary nesting season. If left untreated, the weeds or insects or other undesirable species might adversely impact the approved cover. In this instance, spot treatment is limited to the affected areas only and in the field there, and this requires the county committee to give approval prior to beginning that spot treatment. The county committee then consults with NRCS to determine if these activities are needed. A key reminder is to remember that in addition to the FSA office granting this permission, FSA will be cooperating with the county weed commissioner to jointly complete field visits and spot checks of CRP acreage when noxious weeds, as identified by the state of Iowa, are determined to be present. This joint effort usually begins the latter part of May and continues through the summer months. So if you have any annual mowing of CRP needed, please contact your FSA office. Just a quick note on youth loans. Farm Service Agency does make loans up to $5,000 to youth to establish or operate agriculture income producing projects in connection with the 4-H and FFA or other agriculture groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor, produce an income sufficient to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. The requirements are minimal. You just must be a citizen between the years of 10 and 20 years of age, comply with FSA's general eligibility requirements, unable to get a loan from other sources, conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program, as outlined above, and demonstrate the capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under the guidance and assistance from the advisor. If you have any interest in an FSA youth loan program, stop by our county office for information about the application and forms available and needed. In closing for today, remember to stay in touch with your FSA office if you are a participant in any of the programs, and always feel free to give us a call. Our number here in Audubon is 712-563-4261, extension 2, or you can visit our office located at 900 4th Avenue here in Audubon, which is one block east of the National Guard Armory on the south edge of town. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates from FSA. Tune in next week for more information from USDA.